on the bottom of Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Okay, Elo Lamai Hilchus Okashi Rachmanu L'Chag HaSukos. Mara says that since it mentions Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukos, Chag HaShavua, Chag HaShavuos V'Chag HaSukos in the same pasuk, so we learn, first of all, that Shavuos is like Pesach, that it has 7 days for Tashlumin, and Sukkos is to tell me that Sukkos is like Pesach also, that it needs Lina. Av Chag HaSukos Ton Lina. V'Hosam in Olam, how do you know that Pesach needs Lina? So the Lina, Rashi will seem to say when Rashi says, Dechsivu Fanisa Baboker V'Halachto L'Alech Le. Pesach it says, you should leave in the morning and go home. Rashi, Upanisa Baboker Shu Chol HaMoed. It means the first morning of Chol HaMoed, not the first day of Yontif. Even the Yontif Tchumi Moser. You can't go home on Yontif because you're not allowed to go past the Tchum. Tosfos says, L'chor HaTchum is only the Rabbanim. It says possibly Rashi means to say that the tchumim of Yud Beis Milin is d'oraisa. But he brings proofs that that also can't be. So therefore, Rashi himself says that you can't go home on Yontif because you have to go into the Azorah on Yontif. You have to be around to be in the kind of mitzvah of Aliyah Loregel of Olas Riyah. So it can't mean go home Yontif. So it means you have to stay overnight and go home the first day of Chol HaMoed. Okay. So that the same thing would be by what's it called by Sukkos. Tnan. Atzera Shecholios Erev Shabbos. Mishnah says that if Shavuos falls on Friday, Beishamai Omrim Yom Tavuach Achara Shabbos. So Beishamai say you can't bring the Korbanos, not the Chagiga and not the Olas Riyah on Yontif, because Beis Shammai says you can't bring either of those korbanos on Yontif, and therefore you have to wait to bring them after Shabbos. And like we said, they have Tashlumim, so you could bring it on Sunday. Beis Hillel Omrim Ein Lo Yom Tavuach. You don't have to bring it on Sunday. You can bring it on Yontif. You're allowed to bring an Olas Riyah and a Chagiga on Yontif. My Lav Ein Lo Yom Tavuach Klal, right? That Mashma that you can't bring it on Sunday. Not that you don't have to bring it on Sunday. Can't bring it on Sunday. You have to bring it on Friday. Mashma, there's no Tashlumim. We just said now that there's Tashlumim all 7 days for Shavuos. And here it's Mashma from Beis Hillel that there's no Yom Tavuach, means that after the Yontif, you can't bring it anymore. Well, she'ein atzricha Yom Tavuach. Right? If you didn't bring it on Yontif, you could bring it on Sunday. But you don't have to bring it on Sunday. Beis Shammai holds you can't bring it on Friday, you have to bring it on Sunday. And Beis Hillel holds you don't have to bring it on Sunday, you can bring it on Friday. Michael Mashmalon, the Mekarvino, Biyomet. So when, what's the Chiddush of Beis Hillel? Right, this Chiddush is not that you can't bring it on Sunday, but you don't have to. You could bring it on Friday. That's no Chiddush. They already argued on that in another Mishnah, whether you could bring it on Friday or not. Tisnan, Deshame Omrim Vin Shlomim Vein Somchim Aleim, Avalo Olos. Beis Hillel Omrim Vin Shlomim Veolos Vesomchim Aleim. We have a mission that says the Pharisee that Beis Hillel holds on Yontif, you can bring Shlomim and Olos. So what's this mission have to tell me that Beis Hillel holds you can bring it on Yontif? We already know you can bring it on Yontif. Must be that Beis Hillel is telling me you can't bring it on Sunday, and that there is no Tashlumim. Mar says no Tzricha. You need both of these Mishnayos. Di Ashminim Beha Ko Amri Beis Shammai. Mishum De'ef Shalemachar. When did Beis Shammai say you don't bring Olos or Shlomim of Chagiga on what's it called on Yontif? That's only when you could bring it, you have a Tashlumin, you could bring it some other day. So since you could bring it some other day, you don't bring it on Yontif. But over here, where you can't bring it on that day, and you can't even bring it the next day, you're going to have to wait till Sunday to bring it, there maybe by Shammai holds you could bring it on Yontif too. And if I only knew the other case where you could bring it easily, if I only knew this case where you can't bring it on Friday and you couldn't bring it on Shabbos, that's where Beis Hillel said you could bring it on Friday. In a regular case where you could bring it the next day, bring it the next day. And therefore, what's it called? Tzricha. That's why you need both of these Mishnayos. But Enochanami, Beis Hillel holds that you can bring it on Friday, but if you didn't bring it on Friday, you can bring it on Sunday too, because everybody holds that it has Tashlumin. Rashi. אין לו יום צבוע כלל, אם לא הקריבים ביונטיב, עוד אין לו שם תשלומים. משהו from Beis Hillel, that you have to bring it on Friday, and if you didn't bring it on Friday, that's it. You can't bring it anymore, meaning that there is no tashlumin for Shavuos. Mar says, no, not true. Beis Hillel holds that there is tashlumin, and Beis Hillel is just telling me that you could bring it on Friday. So Mar asks, if that's the case, then what do you need another mission to tell me you could bring Shlomim and Olos on Friday, on Yontif? Aval b'ho ba'atzera shecholios b'erev Shabbos, eima modu l'Beis Hillel. So Mar says, no, you need both Mishnayis. If I only had the Mishnah of Yom Tavuach, I would say that that's the case where Beis Hillel holds you can bring Olos and Shlomim on Yontif. Because if you don't bring it on Yontif, you won't be able to bring it the next day on Shabbos, and you'll have to wait till Sunday. That much we don't push it off. But on a regular Yontif, where the next day you could bring it, then bring it the next day. Don't bring it on Yontif. And if I only had the case of the regular case, I would say that's where Beis Shammai says that Beis Shammai says that you don't bring it on Yontif. But in a case where you couldn't bring it the next day, and you have to wait 2 days to bring it, maybe Beis Shammai also agrees you can bring it on Yontif.
Why is Sunday worse than Shabbos if the whole drasha is from compared to Pesach?
What?
Why is Sunday worse than Shabbos if the whole drasha is that it's compared to
Sunday is only Chol HaMoed, there's no Yisur Malach.
Right, but you have 7 days anyhow, it's all Tashlumin anyhow, so what's the difference Sunday or Shabbos?
Since you're going to have to push it off a full 2 days, so then maybe bring it on the regular day. Don't be so much on the tashlumin, because by the time person.
So why should it make a difference Shabbos or Sunday? What's the difference in the 2 days that we said that?
So we're saying
days.
That since you won't be able to bring it for 2 days, we're afraid that what's it called that you'll forget about it. Bechlap. So therefore, you can bring it on Yontif. Aval b'ha b'atzera shechol yos be'erev Shabbos eim u'modu le'beis Hillel. The Yikruv Yontif. Rash explains. Now what's it called? Maybe where Yontif falls on Erev Shabbos, and then you won't be able to bring the Tashlumin till Sunday, right? Maybe Beis Shammai would agree that you bring it on Yontif. Why? The Hamocher Shabbos uvalo karvi. Mitosha tomis yayish mehem atobol uvshoa shalot takrivim ol. Because since you're delaying it already 2 days, you may forget about bringing it all together. So therefore, Shammai said, look, since it's easy to bring the Tashlumin, don't bring it on Yontif. But if it's not easy to bring the Tashlumin, then bring it on Yontif. Maybe that's what Beis Shammai would hold. Therefore, you need a mission to tell me that Beis Shammai holds it in both cases that you don't bring it on Yontif. Okay. Toshma. Mishalo chog shivas yimei ha-pesach u'shmonas yimei ha-chag. The Yontif Shal Atzeres, the Gra takes out the Harishon, because we're talking about Min HaTorah, there's no Yontif Rishon of Shavuos, there's only Yontif. The Yontif Shal Atzeres, Shuvein Ocholgig. If a person did not bring his Korbanos 7 days of Pesach, or 8 days of Sukkot, or Yontif of Atzeres, they can't bring it again. My love, Yontif Shal Atzeres, Mashma, what's it called, that if you didn't bring it on the day of Yontif, there is no Tashlumin for Shavuos. Pesach and Sukkot have Tashlumin. But Shavuos not. Mar says, lo, yom tavuach. It means if you didn't bring it on any of the 7 days that you have to bring it. Atzeres means you didn't bring it the entire time of Atzeres. That's called, what's it called, the time that's proper to bring the korban. Doesn't mean dafka, the yontif of Atzeres. So Mar says, yihachi nifshot mino dechad yom tivuach. Right, l'chor is only 1 day. Says if you didn't bring it Atzeres, doesn't mean Yontif of Atzeres, it means the Yom Tavuach, the day that you make up the Korbanos, if it fell on Yontif or whatever. So it's only 1 day. So it says, Eima, you make Tivuach, not 1 day, but all the days that you could bring that Korban, for Shavuos is called Shavuos. Okay. Rashi? No Rashi. Toshma, the Tani Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amra Torah Menei Yomi, the Kaddish Chodesh, Menei Yomi, the Kaddish Atzeres. Okay, this is the Girsa we have, that Torah said to count days and make Rosh Chodesh, and count days and make Shavuos. Ma Chodesh Lemenuyot, just like the Chodesh, is only according to the days you count. You don't count hours. It has to be full days. Afatzeres Lemenuyot. So too, Shavuos is what's it called, days. It's only 1 day. So the Chorz Mashma, that Shavuos has only 1 day. There's no week. that you could bring, make up the korbanos. You count days for Shavuos, so Shavuos is one day. That's Lugabi the korbanos. Lugabi Yontif, I know it's only one day. That's what Torah says. Talking now Lugabi korbanos. So it's only one day of Shavuos for korbanos. My love, Gomer Michodesh, my Chodesh Yomechot, Afatzeres Yomechot, just like Chodesh, only one of the days is Rosh Chodesh, so only one day is Shavuos, Lugabi the korbanos. Omar Rav Tisbara, Atu Afatzeres Yomei Moninan, Shavuos Lo Moninan. By Shavuos we count weeks too, not just days. Right, the unit that we use to count towards Shavuos is also weeks. V'omer Abaye, mitzvah l'min me'yomei, v'chsiv tisbru hamishim yom, u'mitzvah l'nini shvui, it's a mitzvah to count days and weeks. V'chsiv shiva shavuos tisbru lach. Right, the old chag shavuos k'siv, it's called chag shavuos. So l'may said, what's it called? It's not just a day, but l'gabi korbanos, it's a whole week. Not that it's yontif a whole week, but you have the ability to bring the korbanos one whole week. Rashi. Minei yomim shloshim yom. Torah says by Rosh Chodesh, count days, right, and make Rosh Chodesh. V'kadish Chodesh l'musafim. This is talking about korbanos, and bring a korban musaf on one of those days, which is Rosh Chodesh. So too, the Torah said, minei yomim chamishim yom, count 50 days to Shavuos, and bring the korban, the kadish atzeres, the korban musaf, on one day. Just like you count days to Rosh Chodesh, and there's one day Rosh Chodesh of Musaf, and even though sometimes it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, it's not 2 days. We're not sure which day it is. Right? It's not 2 days Rosh Chodesh. It's this day or the other day. It's only one day.
Where does it say
to
count days for Rosh Chodesh?
Well, Tosus speaks about it. The Chora, there is no place to say, but what he means is to count days and not hours. You don't count, you don't make Rosh Chodesh when it really should be in the middle of the day. Right? Because a Chodesh is only 29 days, 12 hours, and 973 Chalokim. In any case, so that's when you should make Rosh Chodesh. We don't. We make it a full day. So the Torah said, count days. That's the job. There's another gears over here of count Shemitahs and make Yovel. That's a different gears in the Gemara. But the gears that we have, that the idea is count days means count full days, don't count hours. Ma Chodesh Kedusha Sobecha Menuyah. Just like the Chodesh, the Kedusha for Korbanos is one of the units that you use to count towards it, the day. Afatzeres kedushaso becha menuyah. So too, atzeres v'gabi korbanos is the unit that you use to count towards a day, not more than a day. So Mordechai says no. Ha'om rabbi maseches menachos mitzvah l'min neyom mitzvah l'min neshvui. You count weeks also for Shavuos. So one of the units of counting for Shavuos is a week. So the korbanos last for a week. Okay, Devei Reb Elozer ben Yaakov Tana, another source, how we know, where all these things are to learn, how you know that Shavuos has Tashlum in all 7 days. Omar Kro, Ukrasem uvekutzrechem, right, says, Ukrasem b'etzem ayom hazeh, mikra kodesh yelochem Shavuos, and after that it says, uvekutzrechem eskitzir artzechem. Ezeu chag shatakori vekutzervo, which chag can you call it a yontif and still be kotzer, what's it called, and harvest? Heavy omer is a chag atzeres. So that's what's it called, ukrasem, betzem yom hazeh is shavuos, and right after that it says, uvekutzrechem, harvesting. So when can you harvest on a yontif, it's called mashuos. Eimas ilim will be yontif, ksira be yontif, mishori. Can't be talking on yontif itself, because you can't harvest on yontif. Elalav v'tashlum, it must be that shavuos extends to a period when there is no yontif, when you could be harvesting. And still, it's called Shavuos l'gabi the korbanos. So you see that Shavuos has a tashlumin for 7 days after. The afal gav the itma the Rebbe Elazar, om Rebbe Oshia, itzrit the Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. And even though we have Rebbe Elazar ben Oshia's limud, right, that what's it called, that it's makish, sukkis to Shavuos, Shavuos to Pesach, that he has 7 days, we still need Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov also, that ukrasem of a kutzrechem. Why? To e, mid Rebbe Elazar, om Rebbe Oshia, havi amina matashlumi shel chag matzos, osur basiyas malacha, af tashlumi atzeres, nomi osur basiyas malacha. Just like the tashlumim of Pesach, the days that you can bring the korban are osur b'malacha. So pashas, it means it's cholamoi, has some isur malacha. The Tosa says cholamoi is only osur b'rabonim, b'malacha. Right, it's machlokas we had when we learned Moikot, whether Cholamoy is Issa d'Oraisa or only in Issa d'Rabbanan. So if it's in the Doraisa, this Gemara is very good. Pesach, all the days are also with some malacha. So I might think that Shavuos also, when you extend the Korbanos, you have to can't do malacha for 7 days. Right? But if you hold Chol HaMoed is only the Rabbanan, it means at least one of the days, the last day of Pesach, is also the malacha. So maybe the seventh day by Shavuos, when the last day could mean the Korban should be also the malacha. That's what I would think. Kamash Malon, the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Therefore, I learned from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Vakutzrachem, that on the day you can bring the Tashlumim, you also can harvest. Meaning there's no Isser Malach. The Eim of the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, I only had Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that it says, Vakutzrachem, I would know that you could bring the Korban after Yontif, but how many days? You would only know one day. You wouldn't know Davka 7 days. Lo Yadana Kama, Kamash Malon, the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yoshia. So you need both of them. One to tell me how many days. But if I would have that, I would think that those days are also b'malacha. Kamash malon, the v'kutzrachem, that they're mutter b'malacha. But if I only had the v'kutzrachem, I would say only one day do you have for tashlumin. Kamash malon from this, that it's hukash l'pesach, yet all 7 days. Rashi. Dvei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana, mehocha nafkav on tashlum atzeres. He's going back on where do we know that you can bring the korban, chagiga, and all the sriya, more than just the day of... Yontif itself. That's pasuk is by Chag HaShavuos. And right after that it says, "V'kutzrachem es k'tzir arzachem." Shata kori nikra kadesh v'kotzer. When you will make this Yontif and bring the korbanos, you can harvest. It can't be. Right? So it's only one day Yontif that you can bring the korbanos. Impossible that you should be able to harvest on the day you bring the korbanos. Must be they can bring the korbanos after Yontif too. Ela l'tashlumim. The Omer Zatzeres, the Honey Kroy Batzeres Tzivi. El Tashlumim La Acher Yontif Koy. Means you can bring the Korban of Shavuos after Yontif. The Kori also Mikra Kodesh Linyan Tashlumim Umutarim B'Malacha. And still the Mutter B'Malacha. So, what's it called? You see that what's it called? The day after Yontif, which is Mutter B'Malacha, you're allowed to bring the Korban. Lo Yodana Kama Yomim Tashlumim. If I only had the case, this Limud. I would know that at least one day you could bring the korban after Yontif. But how would you know 7 days? That's why you need the hekesh to Chag HaMatzos. And if I had the hekesh to Chag HaMatzos, I would say you could bring the korban after Yontif, but you can't do malacha. All the days that you could bring the korban, you can't do malacha. And even though the halacha is that the day you bring a korban, you don't do malacha, that's only the rabbana, that you can't do malacha that day. Right? And also it could be that it's not an isur malacha, total malacha. It's an isur malacha just for... certain malachas, but regular malach wouldn't be awesome. But Pashas only the Rabban. Kami Yom Teshun Komashmon, the Rabbalazar, Machag HaMatzos Shiva Afkan Shiva.